Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
It has been more than a third of a century since I first heard John Noble speak. Noble told of his years in a Soviet prison, the hardship, the bitter cold of Siberia, the deprivation and loneliness. But what most impressed me was Noble's telling how that in that situation, individuals who would have nothing to do with each other in civilian life, say Baptists and Catholics, began to meet together, then talked, then prayed together. Their imprisonment brought them together, and a common enemy reminded them of a common faith inside, which goes far beyond the label on the outside. Persecution has a way of doing that, you know, of breaking down the barriers that separate us. The Gospel of John, unlike Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which are biographical, focuses on the events which take place on 21 days in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ. One of the most vivid of those is the scene of Jesus praying in the Garden of Gethsemane. First, Gethsemane was not a kind of park where little children play, but an olive grove where a wine press squeezed the sweet juice from the grapes. It was a place of solitude where Jesus and the disciples often came to pray without interruptions. In the prayer recorded in John 17, Jesus focuses on the church, his body. Listen to what he said. "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world." Then he said, "My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one." Jesus then prayed that they might be one, even as he and the Father were one. From this, are we to infer that all denominations are wrong? That we should forget the differences which have been recognized historically? Not necessarily, but I do know one thing. In China today, there are essentially no denominations, only churches. Yes, they differ with each other. No, they don't all agree individually or collectively. Who is my brother? Now that question is totally valid and tremendously important. Brothers and sisters have common parentage. In the household of faith, this means we are born again of the Spirit of God, recognizing Jesus Christ as Lord and the Savior of the world. We know that by grace through faith, we have received the gift of eternal life, and that it is by the grace of God which brought us to Christ that resulted in our being adopted into His family. Strange yet true is the fact that when the fires of persecution burn, no matter where they are, the shackles which have tied us to our backgrounds, and yes, churches, are consumed, and we find a freedom to laugh, to cry, to pray, to talk, to rejoice, and to praise the Almighty, which we never knew before. When Charles Blair was flying over Scotland as a young man, he looked out the window of the plane and noticed that the stone dikes which had separated the fields of the Scottish farmers for centuries seemed to be missing. Stopping a flight attendant, he asked what had happened to them. Smiling, she pointed out that it was harvest time, and the crops of the farmers had overgrown the dikes which were still there. It is harvest time in this old world, time to reach out to those who need a Savior, and time to embrace our brothers and sisters and demonstrate that we are His children by how we love each other. That's it on today's edition of Guidelines, Something to Think About.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.